something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Incantations.
Hallelujah. We are in a period in the church age that is very significant. Very, very significant. Very important. And it is also a part of the fiercest battle of the war. And that is one of the reasons that the Spirit of God is giving us required information for this time. Information that we need to use. Practical information, or shall I say practicable information. There are different times and seasons in the world. And God wants us to know what time we are living in. What time? The scriptures that he gave us provide adequate information. You know, when you study the Bible, you find the apostles, right from the early church, stating the last days. Now, some people think that they've been talking about the last days for so long, and so maybe there will be no end to such a discussion. No, they're wrong. When the apostles talked about the last days, they referred to different things, and the way to know what they were dealing with would be to know who they were addressing when they talked about the last days. And when you study that, you discover what they meant. Firstly, in addressing the children of Israel, the Apostle Peter's use of the last days
was very accurate. Because he wasn't dealing with the last days of the church. He was dealing with the last days of Israel. And when you study the prophetic writings, you would find that they were in such last days, they didn't realize how close they were. First, the end of their calendar had come very close. Daniel's prophetic writing stated that there were 70 weeks of years. Determined for Israel, leading up to the establishment of the millennial reign of the Messiah. And he let them know that all the way up to the 69th week, God was running a calendar that had a lot to do with them until the Messiah would be cut off in the 69th week. Now, he told them they got 70 weeks. If you have 70 weeks of years, and you get to the 69th week, doesn't that tell you are close to the end? How else do you want to be told that you are near the end? 69th week, Messiah shall be cut off. And he was. Then, between the 69th week and the 70th week, you have the church age. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have to believe in his message. You will have to believe his words. To believe in Jesus Christ is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, meaning that he is God in human flesh. You'd have to believe that. And that means you'll have to believe that whatever he said was truth. This Jesus stated that the prophecy of Daniel was true. He confirmed the prophecy of Daniel. And stated that the 70th week that Daniel referred to will come. Jesus stated it. He himself was crucified in the 69th week, according to the prophetic writings of Daniel. So if this Jesus said the 70th week will come, you better believe him. Then you're going to the same scriptures of the prophets to find out when will the 70th week begin? Come to find out in the scriptures, as I did show you on several occasions, the scriptures clearly tell us that the time between the 69th week and the 70th week is 2,000 years. 2,000 years. To assume that that is a speculation is to ruin one's faith and ruin one's life. Because then you have no clue aside what the Bible says. Then you have no information. Then that's when you would really be speculating. Because you will be speculating that there is no information. But there's no definiteness of time with regards to this. You will be speculating. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, the nearest VAG 6-1-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-7373-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Hallelujah. I've often wondered, why there wasn't much information on this for so, so long. So long. And the major scriptures that I referred to with regards to this, I was amazed to have not seen anyone write on those things. Or preach them with those verses. How could this be so obvious? Maybe because they were appointed for the last dance. Maybe. Maybe. And so I implore you to make sure you listen to these messages. Listen to them so that you can warn yourself. Listen to them again and again and see the different scriptural exegesis that I gave you on the subject. It'd be helpful. I think it will be helpful. And so the Lord is leading us, showing us things that have been in the Word that we may have ignored or probably been even fully ignorant of. But getting to know them will help immensely in taking actions. Actions. For example, I shared with you during the Your Love World programs. Now, I really wanted to know some things. Why was our world going the direction it was going in spite of a lot of preaching in the churches? You know, God's people around the world were doing a lot of beautiful things. They were more excited about Jesus today than most had been. In fact, some even saw that it was fashionable to be a Christian. But the Lord began to show me that these were really the problems. Why so much trouble in the world? Why very little peace? And I showed you at that time what the Lord directed me to. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I read it to you. And we found out that generally, in most churches around the world, nobody really cared about the scripture. And yet, the answer was right there. From verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, I said, who has prioritized this? In which churches do you find them praying like this? First of all, a priority. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. All nations of men. I said, in how many churches were they gathering to pray for all nations? And I mean seriously. Most didn't bother about this scripture, knew nothing of it. Go on. For kings and for all that are in authority, heads of schools. Major influential institutions in nations and states and cities. Did they know? A church in a certain community, did they know they needed to pray for their mayor? And all those who were in that structure? Did they even know they needed to pray for all the people in their community? It says for all men. Even at different levels of societal structures. If we were even doing that, following the catchment, you know, for different churches, these things were not happening. But they were excited and dancing and shouting. In fact, the churches became theaters for demonstrating worldly and carnal behaviors. Look at what the Bible says. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This was what they wanted. So they cry, there's so much corruption. Look at honesty. Did you want honesty in your city? Look at the answer. Did you want a peaceable life in all godliness? Look at the answer. And yet, to get this, what the Lord said to do was not done. And at that time, I spoke and I said, let's first quickly deal with the issue of COVID. I said, I will talk to the churches later on about what the real problems have been. And I did. And this was one of the things that I pointed out to you. Most were carried away by the message of faith to get whatever they wanted. And those who didn't believe in the message of faith went on the other side. And they needed the message, but they condemned it. And those who got it used it for selfish interests. Just go back in your mind and listen to the testimonies that most people gave back then, before COVID. It was always about how they applied their faith to get something they wanted. The selfishness, the greed that had entered the churches of God. So much greed. The measurement of success was so carnal and so worldly. And I said to you at the time, this was one reason God didn't need to fight for the churches when they were shut down. There was no need. Why? I said they were not gathering places for Christ. They were gathering places for their worldly loss. That's why. And that's why it was also very easy for many ministers and Christians to accept the lies that they were told. Because truth was not strong in their hearts. So deception was very easy to come. And they were swept away so easily. And what does the Bible say about the last days? One of the signs said that there will be a great falling away. Apostasy. So, You need to use the word of God to warn yourself and prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah.
We trust you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Sweden, Linnaeusväg 61-19147, behind Sollentuna, Hantverkhus. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimonies with us, please call 0046-73-733-0570 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveworld360.com.